A U.S. Postal Service report calls for changes to Alaska's bypass mail program, saying it has evolved past its original purpose and seems to help commercial interests more than rural residents. Bypass mail employs private air carriers to move cargo to bush communities at subsidized rates. In the report released yesterday, the Postal Service's Inspector General suggests the state or federal government reimburse the Postal Service for tens of millions of dollars in program-related losses. It also suggests removing the Postal Service from the equation and ceding the program to the private sector. Speaking in Fairbanks yesterday, Senator Mark Begich said he was not surprised by the criticism.
They never tell you what you do well. They just tell you what they think, and then they limit their information, how they derive their result. So our task will be to look at that IG report, answer those questions as quickly as possible. But I think Alaskans know exactly the value of bypass mail. And, you know, I have no idea if IG has been to Alaska to visit a rural community where, without the post office, the community will not survive, economically and otherwise.
Begich sits on the Homeland and Government Services Committee, which has jurisdiction over the Postal Service. He says the bypass mail program is intact in the current budget plan, despite a U.S. House bill calling for the state of Alaska to pay for it. Alaska's congressional delegation has railed against the House bill, noting that Postal Service is guaranteed by the Constitution. Senator Begich warned that Alaska will face defense cuts as Congress goes to work to shape over $1 trillion in budget reductions by January 2013. The automatic cuts are the result of the Congressional Supercommittee's failure to come up with an alternative plan by Thanksgiving. Begich says the Alaska delegation is worried about the military.
We know the budgets are going to be reduced. That is just a given. And so what we have to do is make sure that Alaska is not unfairly treated. And that's really the challenge here. But we're going to have to reduce the budget.
The Department of Defense has delayed several times the award of a $600 million operation and maintenance contract for the missile defense site at Fort Greely, but Begich says he's not concerned about that funding.
I feel very confident. We're on them every month to make sure. There's no budget delay. There's no other reason why. It's just the process a little more complex than they had anticipated. And a lot of questions from the contractors to make sure they're bidding on what they expect they're going to be doing, because they don't want to come back in this financial condition of the country to come back a year later and say, oops, we need more money.
Begich says Alaska's strategic location will help protect its infrastructure, noting major investments at Clear Air Station and Fort Greely as examples. Begich attended a deployment ceremony in Anchorage at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson today for 3,500 troops heading to Afghanistan.